Well, welcome to season 5, episode 1. Finally got back to the podcast. I know it's been a while, probably a year maybe. I don't know. I started to get back to do this one, and when I looked at it and started to do it, I'm like, no, I ain't ready. But now I'm ready. If you listen to any of the earlier episodes, this radio station, we were all in. We started with a lump of faith and nothing but. I've never ran a business, so I didn't know you needed 3 years of capital to start a business. In fact, I didn't even have a business plan. People have looked at this thing before, this thing when I say the radio, and they said, business people that is, man, there's no way to put this on paper. And when you put it on paper, it doesn't work. I said, of course it doesn't, because it's not man's plan, it's God's plan. It truly is God's plan from the beginning. So when we started, our credit rating, my credit rating was in the 300s. I mean, it was bad. Like I said, we were losing everything. House was going into foreclosure. Vehicles were getting repossessed. At one time, both of them weren't even running. And we're still trying to pay him off. Now, my wife's working a full-time job across the street. And we're barely staying afloat. And she's doing that so I can get this radio station off the ground. Now, she's seen me do it in music when nobody else gave me a chance. And she's seen me make it. Make a living, that is. Somewhat of a living, you would say. But I was able to make money at playing music. And she knew that eventually we would do good with the radio station. And we started doing good. And as you can tell, the growth that you would see. But there would be a test coming in the form of COVID and 2 hurricanes. Man. And then I would start getting upset. Because here I am. I built my credit rating up to 795. We got excellent credit now. We both got excellent credit. 795. I couldn't quite get to... Actually, I got to 798. I couldn't get to 800. I got to 798. Couldn't get it to 800, which I was trying to do. So, after having a bad credit score of 300 and something, I think it was 384, 386, it was important to me to keep that going. But again, with the COVID, the 2 hurricanes, we had 2 hurricanes back to back coming in October. This is all happening around July time frame. Now I start noticing that the credit card companies started pulling my limits off my credit cards for no reason. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't have anything on this credit card. I haven't been late, but yet you're taking my limit down. I'm like, this ain't right. Now, I did have a few cards that had limits on them. But what had happened was, is the money had slowed down coming in HLE Radio. We lost, like I said, if you listen to some of the previous broadcasts, we lost the football, we lost some of the programs, some of the givers, and we lost, you know, some of the funding that was coming in here, and we hadn't been able to replace it. So where I used to pay credit cards off in full, when the bills would come in every month, I'd just pay them off in full. Well, I was starting to pay a little bit over the minimum. Not the minimum, but just a little bit over the minimum. And that's when they started pulling back on it. So every time I'd get a letter in the mail, right, it would make me mad. It would tee me off. And it would get to me. And I guess the devil knew that that was one of the things that was pushing my buttons. Now, this is July of 2020. And come July of 2021, when we get there, it'd be a year later, God's going to show me something really specific about my financial barrier. And I'll share that with you in a podcast for sure. This starts happening on a regular basis, and it's really starting to tick me off. Because the money's not coming in to the station. And they're steadily taking down my credit limits. And I haven't been late on a single payment. And I haven't been charging on the cards because I know I'm not going to be able to pay them. So I've been being a good steward. I haven't been charging anything on the cards. And yet, even with the cards that I haven't charged nothing on, they are taking the limits off of them. And I'm thinking, you got your nerve. The country's how many trillion dollars in debt? And you got the nerve to worry about my little bitty credit. You can't even manage the country's credit, and you're worried about me, and I'm paying my stuff on time. Of course, you know, I got to pray about it and get to the point to where I don't worry about it. But over the next year, and even now, we're still struggling with finances. We're not even covering overhead. But yet, God still keeps the doors open because He's the provider. But faith is the key. And up until July of this year, I struggled with having faith for finances. Finances was the biggest barrier. I had crazy faith. And I'll talk about all that crazy faith. The weakest area for me in my faith was in the financial department. And we'll talk about all that in an upcoming episode. But then we have the two hurricanes come, along with COVID, and they hit within a month of each other. And I mean, we didn't even have a chance to get through the first one, much less the second one. Laura and Delta. Hurricane Laura, Hurricane Delta. Within a couple of weeks of each other, or a month actually, I think it was. It happens. Those two hurricanes came through and left more destruction. So you had COVID, two hurricanes, on top of already with the given being down, it just makes for more of a financial strain. And like I said in earlier podcasts, we're not your typical internet radio station. We're in a brick and mortar location, two buildings. It means two electric bills. Two of everything. Water bills. But God brought us through that. As He does everything. But God always provides. He doesn't say how He's going to provide. He just provides. Now, we're all in here at HLE Radio. My wife came to work here because I needed help. Couldn't do this by myself anymore. It's growing. And if you listened to the earlier podcast, you would know that. So with those hurricanes coming through, guess what? We don't have a carport for our cars. But we get some damage from branches falling on it and everything else. And the pecan sap that blew on it and just everything. Just crap, man. Just dinging it up. Well, the insurance comes out, looks at it, gives us a good check. When I say a good check, it was enough at the time to catch up what we were behind. So there you go. God provides. God provides. What's even the better story about the car in the driveway and God providing? If you remember in the other episode, Prophesy, Prophelie, I think it was in season 4. My friend, Brother Pierce, who prophesied over me. One of the prophetic words was, And this was back before the hurricane. He said, you're going to have a blessing sitting in your driveway. That's all he said. He said, you'll have a blessing sitting in your driveway. I didn't know what that meant. But I know when God speaks through him, I know it's going to happen. I know that much. And sure enough, the blessing in the driveway just happened to be the vehicle, our vehicles. And to tell you the truth, with a little elbow grease and some polishing, some rubbing compound, and some sweat, we got the vehicles looking good again. But we got the funding, or we got the check from the insurance to cover what we was behind on. Now that's God, folks. Stuff like that just builds my faith up even more. And of course, I thank God for that. But I'm still struggling with the finances. See, we're good right there. Now we're caught, I'm okay. But when it comes down to being behind and I see we're behind, I start struggling again. See, I got crazy faith. And coming up, when we get to July of 2021, I'm going to explain the crazy faith, and I'm going to explain how God showed me why I had crazy faith everywhere but in my finances, because there was a stumbling block there. He showed me where the stumbling block was. I removed that. I seen it. I'm still working on it. But I started to see new funding coming in from different places. And it comes in at the time that it's needed. And I don't worry as much anymore about the funding. Whether it's there or not, it's there when it needs to be. God is an on-time God. And you can believe that. Because I know it to be true. And my faith is so much better now in the financial department. I'm going to get that crazy faith in the finances. I'll get it yet. I'm going to leave it right there for now. Listen, check out HunterLogan.org. It's got all the podcasts there if you want to catch up. I'm working on social media. I'm trying to get everything done. A new song coming out. Got a new release coming. The music's on there. Reverb Nation. We're on Spotify. We're on Amazon Music. Deezer and, Apple Music. We're on them all. Check out Hunter Logan. I got a new CD. Got a new one coming. I'm doing something totally crazy. Troy Social. Facebook, Twitter. Check me out if you haven't. And until next time, remember Deut 28:2. And the Deut is for Deuteronomy. All right, I'll see you.